Hallelujah. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Y bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about something we should be doing on a daily basis. Walking with Jesus daily. Amen. So, let's remember that. Amen. And it'd be a good time for me to say, I'm going to be wearing my Jesus glasses from now on. Put your Jesus glasses. It says Jesus all the way across. Put your Jesus glasses as you walk with Him on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. So, no, leave a new person. God's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available. Let go and let God. Amen. Know that He cares for you. And know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And above all, know and see yourself the way He sees you. How does He see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. Amen. So let's remember that. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Before we go any further, grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you first. And this is the first one, walk by faith. And we're going to be talking about walking by faith. Amen. Praise God. It says, walk by faith. Living by faith is not something you try. It is a lifestyle. Especially if you got born again. You know, you're born again, you'll walk by faith. The Bible says, walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Praise God. It's a lifestyle. Do not be surprised when things get tough, because they're going to get tough. But know that you'll always come out on the top if you endure tough times as a child of God. Satan will challenge you each and every day. The Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If you want to know about your enemy, that's all you need to know. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's an enemy. He's not your friend. Amen. Praise God. Keep standing by faith even when things get bad. Do it when it's hard. Do it when it's easy. Stand by faith because faith pleases God. If you refuse to faint and fall, a way you will have victory. If you refuse to faint and fall away, you will have victory. Walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. He's trying to keep me from saying that. But 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we, when we're talking about we're talking about believers. I don't know how you see yourself, but since you got born again, you're a new person. You're a new creature in Christ. And you are a believer. Amen. And you're a child of God. So, as we walk by faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So, you know what? I want all the faith I can get. Get in the Word. Meditate in the Word. You know, renew your mind with the Word, because the hard times is going to come. But you know what? They don't have victory. I have victory, and you have victory in Jesus. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That was a good nugget. I got another nugget for you. And it goes like this. You think he's looking for somebody else? The Bible says, make yourself available. Be available to him. We are products of our past, but we don't have to be prisoners of it. God's purpose is not limited by your past. Do you understand? You're not limited by your past. You know, when Bible says, when you know the truth and when you know what the Word of God says, He says it's going to set you free from all your mindsets, from all traditions, from all of man's thinking. Yeah. Amen. So you're going to be free. God's purpose is not limited by your past. God is not looking for perfect people. He's looking for available people. You got to make yourself available. You know, we used to volunteer for all kind of worldly things. And when God asked for volunteers, we stepped back. or we try to hide. Or, you know, he says, I come knocking, but you're not answering. You know, you say, you take a peek and you say, oh, man, it's God. I'm not going to answer that door. You know what you do when somebody knocks? You always go and look, see who it is. Or you say, who is it? He's not. He wants to come and he wants to sup with you on a daily basis. So we're going to walk with Jesus daily. Amen. God specializes in giving people a fresh start, a new start, a new beginning. Amen. That's what we are. We're new beginnings. Amen. God has equipped you to win. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. You got to see yourself that way. You can do all things through Christ. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. So he put you here to win. Who's he going to use? He's going to use us. Who are you? I'm a child of God. Who are you? I'm the church. You're the church. You're the body of Christ. Who else is he going to use? He's going to use his people, his church. Amen. So he's equipped you to win. This is the hour. This is the hour for the mighty warriors of God. So see yourself as a mighty warrior. If you're going to call yourself anything, call yourself victorious. Call yourself a mighty warrior for God. It's time for the mighty warriors of God to wake up, get up, and press on with Jesus. What did he tell the lame man? He says, get up and press on. Amen. So, you know, whatever's holding you back, the enemy is going to come, steal, kill, and destroy. And he's going to try to limit you. And he's going to try to say, well, you know, God, I sinned, so God can't use me anymore. And you got all these friends around you telling you, you're no good. You've sinned, and God can't use you anymore. So just sit down and do nothing. Just be useless the rest of your life. No. He says, I'll take you cold and I'll take you hot. He said, but don't be lukewarm. Don't be trying to be a people pleaser. Don't be trying to be a world pleaser and a God pleaser and straddle a fence and just be lukewarm. No. On a daily basis, we're going to be walking with Jesus. Amen. Stay hot for God. Amen. In Philippians 4:13 and 14 says, New Living Translation says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved, but I focus on one thing, forgetting the past. You need to focus on that. Forget your past. Satan is going to remind you, where's the battlefield? The battlefield is the mind. And you're going to think these things. Every time you try to get a step forward, he's going to have you take 2, 3, 4 steps backwards. No. It says, renew your mind. It says, one thing I do, forgetting the things which are in the past. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what's ahead. Says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Earth is not your home. We're just passing through. And while we're passing through, we're doing the Lord's work. Amen. He's going to use his church, his people, to do his work and get the word out to everybody so they can be free and know and make Jesus their Lord and Savior. Who's he going to use? Us. We're his mouthpiece. We're his ambassadors. Amen. And you're God's, I put it like this, you're the closest thing to Jesus people be around because you're a child of God. You're the closest thing to a Bible some people be around. Amen. And you're letting them know God loves you and they can change their lives and accept him and receive him as Lord and Savior. Amen. Whoo, hallelujah. So this is the hour for the mighty warriors of God to wake up, get up and press on with Jesus. Amen. So get off your como se llama. We're always trying to find a comfy place. Oh, man, don't bother me right now. Don't bug me right now. But we got to be about the Father's business. And who's he going to use? Us. He's going to use us. Amen. Praise God. And the last one I read at you, it goes like this. God has a plan. And you know you're part of that plan. So don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Be available. God's plan and purpose for us is to fulfill our destiny. So stay focused on fulfilling that plan. Amen. He wants to use you. You know, you ever seen a puzzle, a nice, beautiful puzzle, and you take one piece out and it's not complete? It's a piece missing. But you know, you're that piece. You're that puzzle. You're that puzzle piece that goes right there. Amen. And you complete the body of Christ. You complete the puzzle of God. Amen. So you're part of it. You're included. Wake up each day knowing where you're headed, which direction you're taking, and what you are going to accomplish, and stick with it. Don't allow distractions and busyness of life to get you off course. And it's going to happen. If we get in the flesh and we keep, you know, when you drive your vehicle to work, when you drive a town or out of town, wherever, but you need some gas to make that vehicle go. And if you don't put no gas, that vehicle ain't going nowhere. Well, as children of God, we need the Word of God in us. We got to get that fuel in us, amen, so we can go. Because this world is going to take you out, amen. And you got to stay energized. You got to stay full of that Word and feed on the Word, amen. Feed your spirit, renew your mind with the Word, and your flesh is just going to say, well, you just have to tag along with the ride. He's going to have to go wherever you go, amen. So, don't get off course. Ask yourself, is what I'm doing moving me towards my God-given destiny? Remember, God's plans are blessed. And as you walk in His plans for your lifestyle, you'll experience His abundance in everything you set your hands to do. Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. He's going to give you the strength that you need. But we got to stay focused on Him. And we got to stay fueled up all the time in the Word. Amen. And renewing our minds. Because the world is going to try to deflate you. They're going to try to distract you. They're going to try to do all kinds of things to get you to stop. Amen. So Jeremiah 29:11 says this about God's plan. For I know the plan I have for you. And when it says you, you can point at yourself. He's talking about you, not nobody else. You know, the world said, well, he's talking about somebody else. You know, not me. I'm just poor little me. I'm a nobody. Well, he didn't die for nobody. It says, for God so loved the world. That includes you. Amen. It says, for God has plans for you, declareth the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. Woo, man. If that don't get you stirred up, if that don't get you fired up, we just got to get you saved. Amen. So praise God. God's not finished with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're talking about walking with God, walking with Jesus daily. He alone can satisfy you as you walk with Him. How can two walk together? Let's be agreed. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Praise God. It says, walking with Jesus daily. He alone can satisfy you as you walk and hunger and thirst for more of Him. Like I said, you got to put fuel in that vehicle or whatever you're driving to get it to go. Well, we need Jesus fuel. Amen. Not only wearing His Jesus glasses, but I got it, some Jesus fuel. What's the Jesus fuel? The Word of God. Get in the Word. Open the Word and read it. Amen. Don't just let it sit there. Well, you know, I dust it, you know, and I just let it sit there so it can look so pretty. And people think, wow, man, this is a real holy person, you know. They read the Bible all the time. No, we're just making it look nice. But we just come to church on Sundays, you know, so we can go out and say, oh, did you see me? You saw my car parked out there. I went to church on Sunday. But we live like the devil, you know, Monday through Saturday. He knows. He knows the worst about you. And guess what? He loves you the most. He sacrificed His Son. Jesus gave His life. And He wants us to be, well, I'm going to get to it in a few minutes, but I got a scripture for you. Ephesians 5:1-2 in the Amplified. Amen. So we'll get there in a minute. Our prayer should be, I'm hungry and thirsty for more of you, Jesus. Fill me to overflowing. My cup runneth over. Don't just know about Him. Know Him. Yeah, amen. Amen. Know Him. Patricia and I have been married 50 years. So we know a whole lot about each other. Amen. So you know what? You need to be married to Him. You got to be knowing Him through His Word and knowing Him. Even not just knowing about Him, you know Him when you get in this Word. Amen. And you know what the Word says. You know when somebody try to feed you some bad stuff, teach you some lies or give you some whatever else. I said, wait a minute. That don't line up with the Word of God. That's not what I read. That's not what I studied. So you know what? Don't receive it. Don't accept it. That's not for me. Just let it go. So hit delete and don't receive it. John 10:27 says this. New King James says, my sheep, we're His sheep. Says, hear my voice and I know them and what? and they follow me. Amen. When you know what the word is and you know him, you'll follow him. Amplify says, the sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. I know them and they follow me. So who are we to follow? We follow him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. You know what? If you brought your Bible, you can open it to Psalms 23. Go ahead. I got it on the screen too. But you know what? Once in a while, it's okay to read it. Amen. King James says, the Lord is what? My shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because, where am I? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You know, when you feed on the word, you just feel to overflowing. And you go to minister to people from that overflow that you have. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Not just for a while. Forever. Man, that's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Colossians 2 and 6 says this. Says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk with who? Walk with him. He wants you to walk with him. He wants to, you know what fellowship is about? He wants to have fellowship with you on a daily basis. Not just once in a while, not just on Sundays, but every day. Amplify says, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, walk in union with him, reflecting his character in the things you do and say, living life that leads others away from sin. People are going to see you and say, man, I want to be like her. I want to be like him. Why? I see Jesus through them. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. Just the way you walk, your words, your actions, and the way you present yourself. People see there's something different about that. But, you know, jealous people are going to talk. And they say, oh, this about that and that about that. I'm just going to live my life for him. Amen. And it's going to show through me. And when I speak, when I go and share, and he wants me to share my testimony or wants me to share him, I'll just go and let him know. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. 1 John 2 and 6 says, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walks. We're going to be imitators of God. Amen. We imitate the whole world, but God. 1 John 2 and 6, that amplifies this. Whoever says he lives in Christ, that is, whoever says he has accepted him as God and Savior, ought as a moral obligation to walk and conduct himself, herself, just as he walks and conducts himself. Amen. Ooh, man. Hallelujah. This is blessing me. Slap me one side and the other. Thank you, Lord. Luke 9:23. Easy to read verse. Says, God continued to say to all of them, any of you who wants to be my followers, what must stop thinking about yourself and what you want. You must be willing to carry the cross that is given to you every day for following me. Amen. We're to follow him. Amen. Praise God. Keep going, Carmen. Praise God. Praise God. Micah 6 and 8 says, New King James says, he has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to justly to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Amen. We're to walk with him. Amen. Have relationship with him. The closer you draw to him, the closer he'll draw to you. Amen. Keep going. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I just quoted this a few minutes ago, but Amos 3:3, New King James says, how can two walk together lest they are agreed? And the Easy to Read Version says, two people will not walk together unless they have agreed to do so. And you know, the agreeing is not just on, he's already agreed. He's already sacrificed. We're to agree, we walk with him. And he's going to be with us. You know, he doesn't stay behind. He's with you all the time. You think he left them behind, but he's not. It's a we walk a spiritual walk. Amen. God is always. He never leaves. The Bible says He never leaves you nor forsakes you. So He's always with you. But you need to communicate with Him. You need to talk with Him. He's right there. Don't feel so lonely, you know, because He's right there. You can talk to Him anytime. And this is the one I was going to tell you about. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 in the Amplified says, therefore, become imitators of who? God. Copy Him and follow His examples as well-beloved children imitate their Father. He's your Heavenly Father. Who are we going to imitate? Imitate Him. That's what He tells us right here in the Amplified. And number 2 says, and walk continually in love, that is, value one another. Practice empathy and compassion, unselfishly seeking the best for others, just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God, slain for you so that it became a sweet fragrance. Amen. So you copy this. You go find it for yourself. Sometimes, you know, when I study Scripture, I go to different translations and see what it is. I can understand it. Sometimes King James is not so easy for me to understand, but I go to other translations and find out what he's saying. And now I know what he's talking about. Amen. Plain English. Amen. Praise God. Listen to this. One of the greatest problems in the church today is that we have lost our walk, our love, our hunger and thirst for Him. Amen. It shouldn't be, especially in church. We're the church. He didn't forget about us. For God so loved the world, He said, sacrifice His Son. Jesus gave His life. And you know, before He gave up Himself back to the Father, and before He died, He said, Father, forgive him. I mean, they really humiliated Him. They really beat Him. They did all kind of ugly things to Him. You haven't even gone through what He went through. You're not even close. And on top of that, they crucify Him naked up there on the cross. Amen. So our desire should be to stir up that gift, your hunger, your thirst for more of Him, that you would seek Him all with all your heart, and you will walk with Him daily. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Leave it right there. 2 Timothy 1 and 6 says, New King James says, therefore, I remind you to what? Stir up the gift of God, which is where? In you, through the laying on my hands. Amen. And go to the next one. The next one, right following this, in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Of power, love, and of a sound mind. I mean, right after that. So don't be afraid. Get stirred up for Him. He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. What's the world? What's the enemy tries to put on you? A spirit of fear. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by fear. Because fear is a killer. Fear is just going to have you sit and do nothing. Oh, I was afraid, so I didn't do anything. If anybody could have been afraid, it would have been Jesus. But you know what? It didn't cower Him down. Man, He stood His ground. If you want a hero, that's a hero right there. Amen. Biggest hero you could have. But you know what? I say this all the time. I'm sure He went to the Father and said, Father, I need your strength. Every day we can go to Him and say, Father, Jesus needed you. I need you. Amen. Father, I need you. I need your strength. I need Jesus' strength. Amen. He gives you that strength. Amen. Praise God. God can satisfy you as you walk in hunger and thirst for more of Him. Hallelujah. John 7:37-38, the King James says, in the last days, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Ooh, hallelujah, man. You've got it all, man. Just get energized with Jesus before you go out into the world. You know, He wakes you up. If He woke you up, He ain't finished with you. But if He woke you up, man, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. I must be about your business. You must be about the Father's business. Who else is He going to use? You. So He woke you up. So you say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Now, you know, give Him thanks. Energize yourself in Him and go out into the world. He says, Psalms 118:24, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, man, you don't know what kind of stuff I got. I got all kinds of pressures. I got all kinds of bills. I got all kinds of things happening at work. You should see my to-do list. Yeah, and all your problems is right there. And Jesus is way at the bottom. By the time I get to the bottom, I ain't got time. I'll be sleeping or I'll be napping. Put him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. That's what he did. He sacrificed his son first. So get your priorities right. And when he woke you up, he's going to send you. You're going to go into the world and you're going to be victorious in Christ. There's giants waiting for you. That's okay. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You got to remind yourself and you got to stay full. Amen. You got to stay so full till overflowing or until rivers of living water pouring out of you. Amen. Praise God. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where are we? James 4, 7 and 8. New King James says, therefore, submit yourself to God. You resist the devil and he will. Woo. And he will flee from you. Draw close to God and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, sometimes we go to him and want him to do it all over for us. But he says he's given us his word so that we can study and have it in us so it can flow out of us. So we can speak it out. You take the authority I've given you. And you do it. He's already did his part. We got to do our part. Amen. We got to take that authority he's given us. Amen. Speak to that sickness. Speak to that things that's coming against you. And you speak the word of God over it. And says, yeah, I'm not receiving that. Nobody receive your healing. I rebuke that spirit of infirmity. I rebuke that spirit of sickness. It's not for me. I'm not receiving it. That's not for me. Amen. Praise God. When you know how much God loves you, we can get a revelation of the Father's love for us. Amen. Praise God. John 3:16, again, says, New King James says, for God so loved the world. We're talking about people. Everywhere you go, there's people. Can't get away from them. That he that believeth in, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So praise God. That's how much he loved us. When you doubt his love, you'll know. Even the Bible says God is love. So if you don't understand that, again, we got to get you saved. And you got to have relationship. Amen. You got to have relationship. Don't let anybody else do it for you. You can do it for yourself. And then you start taking authority and confessing the word of God. Amen. Woo, man. When the devil sees you, man, he's going to run. Submit yourself to God, the Bible says. You resist the devil, and he's going to do what? He's going to flee. He don't want to hang out with you no more. We're not buds anymore. Take a hike, man. Satan gives you false discernments of who God is, so you won't seek him. Not only that, if you ain't feeding your spirit, you're feeding your flesh, and guess what? Who's going to hang out with you? You don't even have to knock the door down. It's open. He's just going to walk right in. The things you've been thinking or confessing, man, it's just going to come out. And he's just going to walk in. It says, send distractions to stop you. Send in distractions to stop you. 1 Peter 5 and 7, New King James says, casting all care upon him, for he careth for you. And the Amplified says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him, for he careth about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. He's not going to let you fall. But you shouldn't let yourself fall either, because you have the word in you. You got to let it out. Man, just the enemy's attacking. Don't be silent. Speak out. Say, confess the word. You take the authority. He says, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. In John 10:10, says, the thief, the enemy, whatever you want to call him, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I have come that they might have life and that they might have more abundantly. The Amplified says that they might have life, that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full, to overflowing. Yeah. Amen. So he wants you to enjoy. We're going to enjoy our life. You know, if you two, overloaded with concerns and anxieties, you're not going to enjoy what God gave you. You're not going to enjoy the promises of God. He says, give it to me. Cast it on me. So why are you holding on to it? He didn't say half. He didn't say a few. He says, give it all. Amen. All. Give it all to him. Amen. Give it all to him. Go up one, Carmen. Go back one. Right there it says, casting what? Casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. He didn't say some. He said all. All means all. When you throw all your trash out, you throw it all away. Yeah. You don't keep some of it.
No.
Man, it's very simple. We just got to learn it, and we got to do it. Let Jesus love you. Let Jesus love you, transform you, and as you walk with him, amen, he's going to transform you to be what he's called you to be. Amen. But you got to give it all. Amen. We're easily distracted and influenced by worldly things. Jeremiah 2 and 13 says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed themselves cisterns, broken, cracked cisterns that hold no water. I wrote in big letters here that says, don't be a leaky Christian. Don't allow the word to leak out. Amen. Be careful. I'm not going to do that. Amen. The world is always leaking out, speaking wrong words, negative words. Let's not do that. Just because who you hang out or who's around you, be careful. Because you hear things, and if you're not full of the word, and if you're not prepared, you're just going to repeat what you heard. But I don't have to do that. Amen. Don't be a leaky Christian. Put a guard on them lips. Amen. Don't be hung by the tongue. That'll be a sermon is coming soon. Don't be hung by the tongue. Praise God. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, but those who love it will eat its fruit. Amplify says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will indulge in it and eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. It ain't going to affect nobody else. It's going to affect you, and it's going to grow in you. You said it. You sowed the seed. When you say it, the seed is sown. And when you sow a seed, it's going to grow. So best thing to do is don't be a leaky Christian. Don't confess the wrong things. Confess the right things. I'm not going to say the wrong thing just to please somebody. I'm not going to say that to please the devil or to please anybody around that's listening. Because you're going to eat from it. You're going to have it. Amen. Matthew 12:37 says, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So you know what? Best thing to do is don't say it. Jesus would ask some things, you know, and he never answered. I'm sure he could have, but he didn't. Especially if it's something negative, don't say it. Amen. Praise God. Renew your mind with the word. Romans 12:2 says, New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. The New King James says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renew your mind. Again, the battlefield is the mind. And you don't have to, just because you think it, don't mean you have to say it. And if you didn't say it, you didn't sow anything. Best thing to do, if you think it, just hit delete and say, I'm not going to say that to please anyone, especially the devil. Amen. Stay attached to the fountain of living water. Stay full so fresh water word can flow from us to a lost world. Amen. Walk with Him, hunger for Him, thirst for more of Him. He is the potter and we are the clay. You spend time with Him and He's going to patch up all them cracks there, you know. So praise God. And Isaiah 64:8 says that. He says, but now, O Lord, You are our Father. You are the clay and You are the potter. He says, and all we are the work of Your hands. You're the work of His hands. And you know, you give yourself back to Him. And you sit in the potter's hands. And he's going to patch you all up. And you're a new sister for God. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Spend more time with the potter and He'll patch all the cracks. And make us new. Stop being a leaky Christian. You don't have to do that no more. And be a new creature in Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says that. It says in the, I'll go with King James, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is what? A new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The enemy and people, you know, families, will always take you to your past and remind you of your past. You're no good. You're nobody. You know, and they bring it up every time. But Jesus says He forgives and forgets. He says, old things have passed away. So you know what? When you got born again, listen, when you got born again, you're a new creature in Christ. People still see the old person. But I'm a new creature in Christ. I got born again, spiritually. Amen. Physically, you still see the same person. But in the spirit, I'm a new creature in Christ. And that's what God sees. Amen. When you confess Him as Lord and Savior. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. I'm a new creature in Christ. It's going to make people mad. It makes the devil mad. It's going to make people mad. They want what you have, but they're not willing to make the change. Amen. They're not willing to make the change. But they're going to say things about you. And that's okay. You know what? They talked about Jesus. So what if they talk about you? They've done worse things to Him. But now I'm a new creature in Christ. And you're just going to let it show. Amen. And you're going to show Jesus. Amen. Stay hungry and thirsty and walk with God as you obey Him and continue to be His people. You're invited to walk with Jesus on a daily basis. Amen. We live in a day of a casual Christian. We want warm, we want fuzzy sermons on Sunday mornings that will carry us through the week, or our trials, or our joys, or our sorrows. Amen. Hunger and thirst and walk with Him. Be a strong Christian and not a casual Christian. Amen. I'll close with that. Praise God. Be a strong Christian, not a casual Christian. Amen. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. Do you receive, church? Hallelujah. Thank You. I was preaching myself happy. Praise God. Those of you watching, those of you listening, quit running. It's time to come back to Christ. Amen. Just like the prodigal son, he said, I could do better at Father's house. Amen. Or if you've never accepted Him, you know, now's the time. All you need to say is, Lord, I've sinned against You. I repent. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's not going to turn you down. He sacrificed His Son. Jesus gave His life. All you need to do is confess Him as your Lord and Savior. I receive You as my Lord and Savior. You know what? He's going to receive you. And then He's going to say, get up and press on. Amen. Go find yourself a place, a church, where they preach the Word of God and teach from the Word of God. Amen. And you find you a Bible and read it for yourself. You don't have to have nobody else read it to you. You read it for yourself. And know what the Word says. It says, when you know the truth, it's going to set you free of all these mindsets, of all these traditions. And you're going to know what the Word says, and then you're going to step out, press on with Jesus. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. You have sickness in your body? I do this every day. I speak healing over my body. I said, I don't receive the spirit of infirmity. I don't receive the spirit of sickness. You have a name, I cast you out. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. My body functions the way God created it to function. I receive no malfunctions in my body. Amen. So by Jesus' stripes, I am healed from head to toe, inside and outside. Amen. Everything working great. So praise God. Amen. Receive your healing. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, and it's time to give. Ooh, praise God. Go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Hit that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for cash, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. Amen. God loves you, and we love you. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. Stretch your hands. Father, thank you for the gifts and the givers, Lord. Bless them and multiply it back to them, Lord. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing we're not able to contain. And thank you for rebuking and devouring for our sake. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Woo.